you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. At the crossroads a second time, make the devil change his mind.
It's the Mike Cal, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. This Friday night, we'll be out with our band Pitbull Toddler. And we'll be out at the Gator Club on Main Street in downtown Sarasota. That is this Friday at about 10 p.m. Get there early. It fills up in that place.
And if you guys want to come out after the show, you can check out my new... Sexual Encounter Club. It'll be on the Pitbull Toddler bus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm saying that. Dudes only, remember. Dudes only.
I'll be there.
That's how we always run it.
I will be there.
Oh, Galvin, I'm surprised that you didn't get to this in news.
Oh, what? What happened?
Before we do the open letter, I got to talk about this. Yesterday, much like many people who will no longer listen to R. Kelly, I had to take a picture off my wall.
Now, usually I don't do this, but... Go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix.
Most people won't listen to R. Kelly. All the people that did songs with him are now, because of the allegations, they don't want to be associated
right.
with him.
Because, Carmen, when you hear this music, what's happening?
It's raping time.
Oh, God. Man.
Damn.
That is aggressive.
Wow.
Look over your shoulders, lady.
Oh, it never yep. gets easier.
Here comes R. Kelly in a big stream.
I like that.
We used to call this girl... a bottlenose dolphin, because she looked over her shoulder when you said, she goes,
oh no.
Former Major League Baseball closer and 1996 New York Yankees World Series MVP John Wetland allegedly sexually assaulted somebody three times over a 2-year period. 52-year-old Wetland was arrested Monday on sex abuse charges. He posted $25,000 bond and was released from the jail the same day he was arrested. So right away, you got to go, all right, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Innocent until proven guilty, which is what is one of his kids is maintaining online. But then you got to go back to the things you know about Wetland. Wetland has had some mental breakdowns before.
Okay.
He's been in trouble before.
Uh-huh.
He was a great pitcher. I have a picture that it's a front page of a New York Post that is signed by Wetland, and I want to say Joe Girardi. I don't remember, but it's right outside my office, and it's a nice big frame, whatever, and it's embarrassing, and I had to take it down because Wetland is accused of molesting a child that was the age of 4 years old when it started.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Well, and not his child? Somebody else's child?
I think a family member.
Oh, boy.
And it said that he had forced the child to perform sex acts on him.
Wow.
And that is unforgivable. Mm. So,
how old is the child now?
I don't, it's interesting, Carmen, because it said that it happened a while ago, but it happened a couple of times, and it started when the child was as young as 4 years old. But now the story today is saying it happened three times, so
it's
I don't
getting
know.
Getting more specific.
All the details are coming out now, but yesterday I saw it. TMZ was the first to report it.
Yeah.
And they said that he said sexual, and I was like, okay, we'll find out. You get a famous baseball player, be a girl, and all of a sudden the girl sees dollar signs. She's like, oh, you raped me. So let's give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I was going to say, it says it's a male family member.
Oh, see, yesterday I was wondering that.
So it doubled down.
Yeah, so this is an updated TMZ report. It says a male family member who claims Wetland engaged in oral sex with him on three separate occasions between 2004 and 2006 while he was a young child. It doesn't have a specific age in this report, but the...
Yeah, it says he's young as four in this story here.
And it says in his charges that the victim was under age 14.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible. Mm. Yeah, so just like people will not listen to R. Kelly, I cannot have that picture hanging outside my office.
Right.
Because the first thing everybody's going to be like, is that Wetland?
Yeah.
Although at the same time, Jim Leyritz killed somebody while driving in a DUI in South Florida. And then I ran into him at the Yankee Complex. I was like, hey, Jim Leyritz, can we take a picture together? I don't know. Yeah. For some reason, that's less, well, less
I mean,
of a...
It is, though. I mean, well,
it was
I,
an
it's
accident.
Still, right. It's still
It was
murder.
An irresponsible accident.
Yeah, this is like premeditated. You're traumatizing right. this person for the rest of his life.
Listen, I am not making any excuses for Waylon. I don't know him. But in his history, he has got some mental illness. Yeah. And for you to do something like that with a child, yeah, you definitely right. are mentally ill. So I, this is no excuse, and he should be put away forever. But I think that it seems to me, based on his history, that it's turned out that this is true. And
now, are you going to take down your R. Kelly posters?
No.
Oh.
R. Kelly, until I get a ruling from the courts, my R. Kelly posters stay
okay.
up.
Okay. Just yeah. check.
That's good.
All right.
I don't really have any. I had to explain it to people before they right. get mad. Because somebody just said, I'm not listening to him anymore.
Well, terrible.
It's 8:35. Time to check in with Galvin. He has a brand new, when I say brand new, I mean fresh, spanking brand new.
Fresh out the kitchen.
Oh.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to things that are constantly changing. Dear things that are constantly changing. Seriously, remember when cell phones first came out? They were big. Then as technology got better, they got really small. Then as technology got even better than that,
yep.
they made them bigger again. And what did we do? Keep our small phones? No. We were like, I gotta get a bigger phone. We even started making fun of people that had small phones. You know, in like 5 years, phones are either going to be really small, like the size of a jelly bean, and people are going to keep on going to the hospital because they're losing their phone in their body, or phones are going to wind up being like the size of cars' windshields. Good luck fitting those in your pocket. Have you seen a picture taken with the new iPhone? It's unbelievable. Even if your ugly friend Karen takes a picture, she looks good in that picture now. But what do? We get a new phone that takes amazing pictures and defies the laws of optics that makes an uggo like Karen look like the next Wonder Woman. And then we take a photo and slap a filter on it so it looks like a faded Polaroid that's been sitting outside in the sun since 1973. Take that, Karen. Cars went from giant gas guzzlers to fuel efficient or electric. But you just know that in a few years, the big selling point for new cars is going to be, this car uses 10 gallons of gas per mile. Be American. Use gas. Eagle scream. Shotgun blast. Lion roar. Even food is constantly changing. Now everything is healthy and gluten-free. And even idiots that don't have problems digesting gluten are like, give me that. I'm healthy. Let me Instagram my quinoa. Then KFC saw that and said, hold my beer. Hey guys, check this out. It's the new KFC Double Down. It's a sandwich with two pieces of fried chicken instead of bread. Oh. In the middle is bacon and cheese and the Colonel's secret sauce. The secret? Heart disease. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to things that are constantly changing.
I just took a picture of you while you were doing that with the portrait mode on.
Yeah?
You look beautiful.
Oh, man. Just
you're
like
really
Karen.
Good. It takes great pictures.
Thank you.
Do we know if Balls is here yet?
He hasn't texted me.
Well, he did text me earlier. Boy. No, he texted me earlier when he got in an Uber.
He said he was crossing the Skyway at 8:11.
That's fine. I don't really want Balls until 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Man, I got to call him something else because he's going to come back and haunt me forever.
Fantastic.
Me and John Wetler are going to be sharing a cell next to each other.
Mama.
Just like that guy that told you you're ruining his pole.
When Dom wanted somebody to come on back.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
When in Spanish to...
He wanted me to come on his back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. What for what reason? I don't remember.
He's... Hop on up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, to climb on his back. Yeah. Anyway, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Let me take a quick break so that we can get the commercials out of the way for when Balls comes in here for his performance. And then I think we may hear from Opie while Balls is here. I'm dying to know why they know each other.
Yeah.
Opie from the famous Opie and Jim and Opie and Anthony show. For some reason, he and Balls know each other, but Balls was like, can Opie call tomorrow? And I'm like, yeah, Opie can always call.
Who claims this?
Well, Balls was talking to Opie through some sort of text. I don't know if it was a DM or whatever. And he wanted me to give him the hotline number. And I'm like, well, I'm not giving it to Balls. I'll just text Opie and I'll give it to Opie. So I did that. And then Opie wrote me back this morning. He was like, I got to take the kids to school. I'll call after. I was like, okay.
Shut up.
Yeah. So I was like, you're welcome to call anytime you want. I just didn't want to give the number to Balls.
We'll
figure that out when he gets here. Let me take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.